A gene editing breakthrough in the battle against tick-borne diseases. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. When a hunter is out in the field, oftentimes accompanied by his dog, both are extremely vulnerable to picking up disease-laden ticks, particularly Lyme's disease. Well, now, university-led research has developed a new method that allows gene editing in ticks at the embryo stage, a protocol previously thought impossible for ticks. This groundbreaking discovery, published in the Science Journal, could decrease the ability of ticks to be a vector for disease-causing pathogens. Funded by the National Institutes of Health, researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno, along with scientists at the Pennsylvania State University's Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics, are collaborating on research. Nevada investigators Monica Nuss and Andrew Nuss said ticks are a public health nuisance. They transmit so many pathogens that can cause diseases in humans, companion animals, and wild animals. They go on to say that if we understand the tick vectors better, we can probably find ways to control them as well, through vaccines or drug development. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne disease. There are at least 20 different infections that are transmitted by ticks in the U.S. More than 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease are diagnosed each year, and the number of new cases and the areas where ticks are found are increasing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.